Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious brothers and sisters, to our unique program, The Challenge of Reaching the Unreached People Groups. I have good news, great news, and not so good news. Let me share with you the good news first, so you can endure hearing the bad news. The good news is we are living in a very exciting times. Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. Hallelujah! God is using His church to conquer Satan's kingdom and set free millions of His captives all the time. Let me give you some evidence. I love evidence because I used to work as a defense lawyer, and part of my character is evidence. Okay, so 180 AD, for each one Christian, there were 360 unbelievers. In 180 AD, for each one Christian, there were 360 unbelievers. Right now, one of every eight people is a Christian. One of every eight. Let me prove it further. In the past few decades, in China, for example, Christians grew from 1 million to over 100 million. Nepal, 1980, was totally Hindu kingdom, with a few persecuted Christians. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians. Churches have been started within each of its more than 100 distinct unreached people groups. Hallelujah! Thank God for our pastors and our Christian leaders, many of them have been used by God to expand His kingdom. Now, enough of the good news. What is the tragic reality? Is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. And I can't laugh or even smile when I am saying that. A huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them Muslims, Hindu, and Buddhist. Muslims are the largest unreached people group in the world. Our goal must be establish a church in the midst of every people group. So our focus must not be establishing a church in every street, every corner in America, even though that is good, but we cannot just do that and ignore establishing churches within the unreached people group, because the gospel easily spread but does not easily jump. The gospel, Christianity, often is spread within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump cross cultural boundaries between people. So we are talking about unreached people group. We are exploring, considering, examining, discussing. Why? Because extending the gospel beyond what we have been doing in America, beyond establishing churches in America, extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. Intentional cross-cultural mission work. And remember, the unreached people group is people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. Okay, now let me move to the important issue of a strategy. A strategy, so we need to be intentional. We need to think about it, evaluate, measure our progress, put a strategy. And I'm not talking about just using our mind and put programs and you know, just thinking and trying to doing it. No, a strategy to me means we seek the mind of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. When I put a strategy, I am expressing my faith that God will use me. You know, I put a strategy, I want to use the internet to equip more Christians to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. I want to use satellite TV to communicate the gospel to Muslims effectively. I want to do this, I want to do that. And I am putting the strategy in the form of thinking and praying every day. I think and plan because I want to love God with all my mind. I want to love God with all my mind. I want to use my mind in the most way possible to bring pleasures to the heart of God. I used to work as a defense lawyer in Egypt, and I was going to be a lawyer here again. But God told me, let go of your legal career. I want you to love me with all your mind and think how you can share Jesus effectively with Muslims. How can you present Jesus in the most understandable way to Muslims? And how can you equip my church, more Christians, to do the same? Use your mind, Sammy. Love me with all your mind to bring me pleasure. A strategy provides human co-workers a common vision around which they can unite. A strategy provides human co-workers a common vision around which they can unite. So I am glad God is enabling me to share this information, because my prayer is that we will unite together in finishing the unfinished task of evangelizing and establishing churches among unreached people groups. And the strategy to me, not just about planning and writing and thinking and even praying. No, every day I present my plans to God, and I am always willing to let God change them and guide me. Very important. Okay, let's talk about setting goals and planning strategies to accomplish these goals. So remember, you know, we are talking about this topic of reaching the unreached people groups. And my goal is not to cover everything. I can't cover everything. I don't know even everything is involved in covering these topics. I only explore. I only share with you facts so you can consider them. and examine them and discuss them, perhaps with your ministry team at your church, and perhaps put them in front of God in prayer. So I'm sharing with you what I learned from messiologists in many parts of the world, what I learned from experience through doing ministry for about 35, 40 years, what I learned from reading. I am sharing with you facts and issues and topics that God wants you to be aware of. So I can mention to you that setting goals and planning strategies to accomplish these goals require a degree of pragmatism, which means assess, evaluate the methods we use in the ministry. What is the practical consequences of using these methods? If we are investing resources of time and personnel and money in programs which are supposed to make disciples among unreached people groups, but are not producing eternal fruits, then we need to reconsider them and be willing to change the program if needed. Okay? And that apply on everything we do. For example, maybe will help us to understand this point, is Jesus' parable about the fig tree, you know, suggests that if the fig tree does not bear fruit after an appropriate lapse of time, after a period of time that passes, it should be cut down and the ground used for something more productive. I understood that parable to help us maybe understand this point. Luke chapter 13. Okay, so also it is important to mention here something really the messiologist emphasized, which is the vast majority of Christian resources are directed to places where the church already exists and is spreading. Are you paying attention? I hope so. A few years ago, about 99.7% of missional activities and financial support are directed towards where the church is already present. This is tragedy. The vast majority of Christian resources in America are directed to places where the church already exists. Only 0.3% of resources are allocated where the church does not exist. Wow! That's why I told you there are bad news. There are tragic reality. A huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them Muslims. So now a little resources, few resources of the missionary efforts by the church in America, reaching the unreached people groups. Most of the missionaries, a tragedy, go to places that have many churches. Wow! But the great need is to go to places where there is no indigenous churches among them, to establish a church in the midst of every unreached people group. Because the gospel, again, easily spread within a community where relevant churches do exist but does not normally jump cross cultural boundaries between people. So again, extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. Reaching Muslims is a perfect example. Very few missionaries are working among Muslims. Very few resources are invested to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Okay, let me give you a little bit information. Of course, it is difficult to reach the unreached people groups. One of the reasons is lack of knowledge. Christians don't know even much about these people groups. Churches don't know these unreached people groups. Some groups like the Bedouin tribes in the Middle East are settled far from urban centers. There are many reasons that is stopping the church in America to reach the unreached people groups. You know, funny, one of the reasons is there is the assumption that someone else will do it. Well, let me tell you, even though this is my goal, but without the help of American Christians, I'm not going to be able to do much. Okay? But let me give you an example of a wonderful Christian American that helped me to reach so many unreached people groups in Ethiopia. Well, the story starts by a few years ago. A Lutheran pastor in a church close to us asked me to help him evangelize a Farsi-speaking family from Iran that they don't understand English. So thank God, our book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, in 15 languages now, available in Farsi. So I drove to his church. I gave him my book in Farsi. He gave it to this Iranian family, and all of them came to Christ, the mother and her two college-age sons. And three of them, they were baptized in Salem Lutheran Church in Orange. So one thing led to another. One of the members in the church introduced me to the Lutheran leaders in Ethiopia. And I was invited to speak to 500 pastors in Ethiopia. Most of them are Lutheran, but many others from Baptist, Presbyterian, non-denominational. So I spoke, I was the main speaker in a mission conference for 3 days in Ethiopia, something that, of course, I have been dreaming and praying for. Now, after I spoke and they translated our book to two Ethiopian languages, I have here in my hand a testimony. Actually, you can read it on our website. I received an email from one of the Lutheran leaders, received the email from Pastor Abati Gibro. He is one of the Lutheran pastors in Ethiopia that attended my training. He is the head of the gospel department of a synod and a servant of the Lord. Of course, born again evangelical. Dear Sammy, since you came to Ethiopia and gave powerful training to many leaders and ministers, the stewardship of the gospel has ignited in the hearts of many. You inspired and revived the gospel messengers for the Great Commission. You touched the heart of many servants, and many have decided to preach the gospel to Muslims. Many souls are coming to Jesus. Glory to God. And we are planting a churches. For example, in my synod, we sent many missionaries to Muslim communities. I sent you show the hut made of reeds in the church where our people who converted from the Muslim religion worship. Your service and the prayers have brought a great revival in Ethiopia. We are planting the churches. Wow. I am giving you a small example of what God can do through you and me. And maybe you tell me, Sammy, I am working full time, I am weak, I don't know like you do. Let me encourage you by my story. When I left my legal career as a lawyer in Egypt and came to America, I started pumping gas in a gas station. I saw a sign, Jesus Lives, in a car. And that sign led me to Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, and God started guiding me, enabling me every day to walk with him and to be used by him. Never entered my imagination that God is going to use me to motivate and equip 500 pastors in Ethiopia to reach unreached Muslim people groups in Ethiopia. My friend, I was not a perfect, but every time I sinned, I repent. And I asked God to forgive me and cleanse me. And I walked by faith. I was not perfect, but I obeyed God in the best way I know how. I wake up in the morning and I tell God, I love you. Help me to walk with you and to be used by you. If God can use me, God can use you. To be continued, next program.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are out of time for today. We'll continue this topic next time. But I want to mention to you something very important. I would love to speak at your fellowship to further motivate the believers to love their neighbors, of course, and their enemies, and to love those people that are different than them, and to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with them, including Muslims. You can reach me at 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. I would love to give your fellowship some of the 40 years of ministry experience and education that God gave me so your fellowship can be used to expand God's kingdom. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.